With the winter term winding down for local high school students, the Burlington Public Library is happy to announce the return of its popular Exam Cram Study Hall program. Following a 2.5-year hiatus due to virtual and hybrid learning during the COVID-19 pandemic, the Exam Cram aims to support students, many of whom may be preparing for their first in-person exams. "We expect this year might be extra challenging for students," says Tammy Kasjagi, Manager of Programming and Partnerships at Burlington Public Library. "We want to make sure they know the library is a welcoming and safe space where they can prepare for exams. Students are always welcome to study at the library's 7 branches, but the program adds a few special features during the week of exams to make cramming a bit more fun." Study, break, repeat exam cram runs at Burlington Public Library branches until Monday, January 30. Staff will be visiting students to hand out treats, and brain break stations are set up at each location, where students can take a pause from studying and do a quiet activity. Individual and group study spaces are available at all branches, and the library has added extra seating in programming rooms and open spaces. Distress with a puppy street. John Ambulance Therapy Dogs will be visiting some branches to help students minimize stress. Scheduled drop-in sessions take place January 25 from 7 to 8 p.m. at Tansley Woods, and January 26, 27, 30 and 31 at Alton, from 8 to 9 a.m. No registration required. Online study help students who prefer to study at home can still get help from the library. BPL offers a virtual tutoring service, called BrainFuse Help Now. It can be accessed with an active library card number and provides live, virtual tutoring, video tutorials, group study aids, essay review, and more. Those who don't have a library card can register for one for free at a local branch or online. For more information, or to find a library branch, visit bpl.on.ca. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Burlington Public Library, at Burlon Library.